Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in radio talk program where you can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind. The phones are open. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Chris.
And Bonnie.
And welcome back, guys. This is Bonnie and I were reminiscing just a little bit ago before the show about how during the events of the Crypto Six that it was basically us, you know, with a few other substitutes and fill-ins.
Yeah.
That it was the three of us for
like 3 weeks or something.
Extended period of time. We did many, many shows together, and it felt longer, I think, than it actually was. But
it was rough. It was a rough time period.
Yeah, it certainly was. For those folks who may have missed out on the news, it sounds like the sixth and final person of the Crypto Six will be released. We still don't know when. But it looks like it's a matter of paperwork and some bureaucrats, you know, dragging their feet for a little, you know, a few more days or so.
Yeah, they have to come to an agreement of bond conditions.
I was going
to
say, I think it's pretty much official. It's just it's a matter of figuring out what the conditions are, right?
That seems to be the case. Everything that I get is hearsay. So outside of what we see on the, what's it called, Pacer? Is that the right application that I'm thinking of, the official reporting thing?
Yeah.
Where they show you know, whatever's going on.
There is a little bit of insider kind of info besides outside of that arena, too, directly from the mouths of attorneys and things like that, too, that we get. But, mostly it's Pacer.
We don't know yet if nobody is going to be prohibited from being on the show, but hopefully if he's not, maybe he'll want to be on remotely, something like that.
Yeah, I don't know that they could... Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
The judge did act like he was going to prohibit him.
Yeah, he did. And certainly that's something that can be addressed post-release.
Hmm.
Like, I'm assuming he's going to agree to whatever bail conditions they give him, and then once he gets out, then he will have his attorney, you know, appeal or ask for any sort of things that, you know, go against, the Constitution or his rights or that kind of thing.
This is an interesting circumstance, though, because unlike other individuals, if it gets appealed, it's going before the same judge, right? I mean, it's not going to get appealed to a higher court, probably.
That's my understanding, but I am a rookie when it comes to this type of stuff, following these court proceedings in such a way.
Federal courts are also different than state courts, and this is federal,
well,
so this is definitely different than what I'm used to.
When Aria appealed the condition that her and Ian weren't allowed to communicate, it went to... Judge Johnstone, the magistrate Johnstone, the magistrate who's lower than the official judge.
Right.
And I guess, like, if he didn't make a decision, if she didn't make a decision, then it would have went up to the bigger judge.
Yeah.
LaPlante.
Yeah, LaPlante. Yeah. LaPlante, I think, is the one who's already said, though, that he's not going to allow release effectively without the condition of that he doesn't do Free Talk Live. So,
right.
So, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, if he appeals it, I mean, I guess you could come up with a legal argument at that point of why the law says that he should be allowed to do it, and then the judge would have to make a decision based on that. But, it's one of those things where it's like, okay, but you're appealing it to the same judge effectively.
Well, this judge has shown that he will change his mind when... shown different evidence of things being illegal, at least.
It does. I will give him credit. I have definitely... I don't want to say I've seen worse judges, but like I've certainly seen more outrageous decisions, and there does appear to be at least some amount of, okay, I'm willing to listen to you and decide based on what the law says, so which hey, you know, that's the best we can hope for.
Yeah, especially at this level of the law. Yeah. And I will say to all of our listeners out there, if you've ever wondered, you know, what these court proceedings are like, if you've ever thought, well, they must be horrible and awful and they must just take forever to really get anything done, all of that is true.
Yeah.
They're incredibly horrible. They take forever to get anything done.
You know, it's interesting because it's like, on the one hand, it's like, okay, things are going pretty well, but at the same time, it's like, you know, Mr. Nobody has been sitting in a cage for the last 6 months now almost. So, you know, it's
5 months at least,
and unlawfully, according to the judge.
Is it the 16th today? No, not quite. Okay, so... So March, April, May, June, July, 5 months.
Oh, 5 months. Sorry, yeah.
No, that's okay. I was thinking maybe it was the end of it. It's not. A couple more days. It's the 13th today. Friday the 13th, by the way. If you guys are, you know, into, like, scary movies and, you know, horror and stuff like that, I don't think
I didn't really think about it, but it did wear all black.
Oh, you did. Very well. You wore black as well. I did not.
Coincidence. my Bitcoin T-shirt is it was the Bitcoin, not the black part that they got me wearing it.
Yeah, this is my like disco dance shirt. You know, not that I disco or dance in any way, shape, or form.
That's your most colorful shirt.
But yeah, it's really my most gaudy. Normally, I go for like the solid colored, you know, things or you know when it comes to collared shirts. But you know. This one was an exception. It's super comfortable, too. I really like wearing this shirt because it's comfy. But anyway, I digress. we have a whole bunch to talk about today, including, it looks like, Bonnie, you brought this in. Britney Spears has been, of course, embroiled in battle to control all of her own stuff, her own estate, her recordings, her money, everything, right? And Jamie Spears apparently has agreed to step down as Britney's conservator. We could talk about that. I've also got... Are you guys familiar with Didi Taihutu? It's a person, Didi Taihutu. Well, he and his family sold everything, all of their stuff, to live a minimalist lifestyle 3 years ago, and all the money, they put it into Bitcoin.
Oh, I do. Oh, wow. I have heard of this person, just didn't know his name.
And so there's an update on, you know, sort of what's going on there. And I just thought, you know, we should check in with what's going on, because that was covered here on Free Talk Live at some point, because that's how I found out about it.
And now he lost his password or something.
we could talk about that. We can also talk about, I haven't been bringing much in from the Free Thought Project, but this one struck me because an Amish farmer has been fined $250,000 and is facing jail time for humanely raising and selling food to willing customers. Yeah, this is for Friday the 13th. This is a horrific story about the state attacking a family of Amish who have been going about their business the same way for over 100 years. And now the state is like, nope, sorry, you can't do it that way. And if you don't do it our way, well, guess what? We're going to start fining you money. And so $250,000, that's just the beginning of it. We can get into that a little bit if you want. But I also have, this was passed to me by, I don't know if she wants a shout out on the radio, but our friend who runs the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And this says, Pasco County cops harassed them and searched their homes without warrants. A judge says they can sue. Now, that doesn't seem like a very clickbaity, you know, sort of a headline that you would put. But here's the thing. This is one of these pre-crime units out of all of the places, Florida.
Pre-crime?
Pre-crime, yeah.
I mean, you haven't actually committed a crime and they're arresting people for it?
Yeah, what they're doing is they're using these predictive models to find out who might be the most likely to commit crimes and then harassing them.
Oh.
Harassing them.
Involving kids.
And inevitably, they commit crimes because the police are harassing. Or they start finding little things like, you know, I don't know, your lawn is too tall or whatever.
I believe Florida is one of the states where they actually have lists of juveniles in schools, and based on their grades, they basically target them. They're targeted.
Keep the kids out of those.
There's another story, like when this was passed to me, there's another story that I wanted to bring, and I did bring for show prep. We didn't get into it because the story is really long. But there is a guy, you can, you know, look this up on your favorite search engine. There's a guy in Illinois who was targeted with a pre-crime app, an algorithm. And of course, it became horrific. So We'll get into that. Plus, your call is 603-283-6160. The phones are open. This is Free Talk Live, the Friday night edition. More is on the way.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
We are here, and this is where we are. Where are you?
Up here.
Well, you could be on the telephone dialing 603-283-6160 to get your voice heard on, I don't know, a couple hundred radio stations or so.
If you're listening to this show, why aren't you in New Hampshire?
That's a good question. I saw somebody pimping for Florida. They were kind of the same thing. They're like, if you love freedom, how come you haven't moved to Florida yet?
So many reasons. So silly.
That's funny. You know, I have to say, though, I hope just because you're listening to the show doesn't mean you're going to move here, because that means we're going to bring a lot more statists. And I would like to think that we're attracting liberty-minded people to New Hampshire, not statists.
Yeah, if you're, you know, just simply tired of your tax rate in your state, and you want to move somewhere a little more tax-friendly, sure, New Hampshire is somewhere you could consider for that, but we specifically here are looking for people who are of the mind of freedom, of the philosophy. At a minimum, please subscribe to the non-aggression principle as part of your personal philosophy.
Taxes are one freedom thing, but there's a lot more.
There certainly are. But
and there's plenty of other good states with low taxes besides New Hampshire. So.
And I don't know, I'm sure it's been mentioned previously, but there were some new movers this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, I think we had 4 new movers.
Yeah,
so.
And so one of the things that happens around here is when freedom-oriented people get together with us and let us know that they're moving in and when to show up, why, we'll gather a posse of people and help them unload their moving vans.
Did you two go?
I did not go.
I did. It was a good turnout. It was like 20 to 30-ish people, probably.
Yeah, Chris was there. He took some photos, and a number of people that we know went and helped. And some people I don't know were also there and helped.
There were a bunch of people I didn't know. But, you know, when a movement grows to a certain size, you're just not going to know everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot of people even in Keene that I have no idea who they are because they don't come out to stuff. And it's like, if you don't come out to stuff, or maybe they come out to different stuff, you know. That's the other thing. There's just different events going on constantly every day, and it's like you can't get to everything.
It's true. So this is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, again, 603-283-6160. Tonight, I am your host, Aloysius Devin Dander Abercrombie, and joining me,
Chris.
That is not your name. And this is Bonnie.
It's long for mud, so I've been told.
Is that your name, not your name?
My name is Bonnie.
I mean, we got a nobody.
She was making fun of me saying, or not, she was questioning me saying, I'm Aloysius Devin Dander Abercrombie. So, if anybody out there in listener land is a fan of Primus, in particular, I believe that's off the Sailing the Seas of Cheese album. No, actually, Pork Soda, perhaps.
Is this metal?
Primus is not metal.
Oh.
Yes. They are, they're weird. They're a three-piece groove, funky. They're rock, for sure, but they're not metal. They're not, you know, none of that. They're just weird. Les Claypool is a bass player who, I say, single-handedly revolutionized bass playing, at least for, you know, the late 80s and early 90s. He came out of nowhere and just was, he made other great bass players just quit. He was that good. He played differently than everybody else. He's a weird, wacky individual. One of my favorite bands of all time is Primus. And anyway, that's a line from one of their songs called My Name is Mud. Or call me Aloysius Devin Dander Abercrombie. That's long for mud, so I've been told. This is one of the lyrics. So, yes. Anyway, Free Talk Live. Bonnie, or should I say Brittany?
I love the fact that my name doesn't rhyme with Britney Spears, but it has the same amount of syllables.
Starts with the B and ends with the E.
Yep.
Right? So.
Even my last name like has the same amount of syllables and ends with S.
Oh, I didn't put that together. Interesting. Are you going to have a singing career? Is that what's going to happen? I've been told as you know, have headphones on and sing around the house, people are like, she's pretty good.
Oh, I'm good at karaoke.
Okay, all right. Well, you brought in this story about Britney Spears, and this has been in regular news, and I know a bunch of online libertarian-type people have been following this. Because they're drawing analogies between what's going on with Britney and it's her dad, right, basically?
Yeah, Jamie Spears is her dad.
Yeah, and so they're drawing parallels between Britney and her father, Jamie, you know, and as far as how he's trying to control her and everything she does and her whole career and all that kind of stuff, to how the government controls people. And if people don't like how Britney's being treated, well, they also shouldn't like how people are being treated by the government.
Also, if people don't like that Britney Spears is being controlled like this, they should realize the government's the one enforcing it, ultimately. It's not like just her dad grabbed her and it has her, like, locked in a in a house and is just controlling her. The government's giving her or him all this power over her. Well, apparently not anymore because he stepped down, but now somebody else is going to be her conservator.
So can you sort of tell us what conservator is in relation to this, what it means?
It's when the state, I guess it's the state, decides that you are mentally incompetent because they all send a psychiatrist like to your house or get you to go to a facility, whatever, and you'll have a psychiatric evaluation,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll determine if you are competent enough to take care of your own finances, especially, I think, in cases where you have, like, a whole lot of money, like Britney Spears would have a whole lot of money if she's allowed to
sure.
have access to it. Then the government can, like, a judge can put somebody else, like a parent or something like that, that they deem fit, as a conservator over your money. Like, they might be able to give you some money, like, when you need it, or help you decide when you should make a monetary decision or whatever.
Right. Now, I know that this is, I don't want to say common, but it's not uncommon for us to see in the entertainment industry for people who are under 18. You know, somebody who's a child star, you know, there's some 12-year-old, they get on a hit TV show or something, you know, their parents will automatically become the conservators, if you will, of their career until such a time as they're legally, you know, able to do it themselves in the eyes of the law. And so that's not uncommon. But how did this extend from, you know, Britney's teen years? And, I mean, she's got to be, what, mid-30s, early 40s?
Yeah. I think she's like 41. I think she's.
Yeah. Is she that old?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been around for a
minute. I thought she was in her 30s, but then again, you guys are probably right.
I'm just remembering well back into pre-2000, and Britney Spears was, you know, sort of on the radio and in the news and that kind of a thing.
I feel like she's about my age. Probably not much different.
Maybe.
So,
right.
And I'm almost 40.
Yeah, but she's about to be 40. She's okay. Born in 81.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's a couple years older than me.
So how did conservatorship extend past her 18th? Was it just the psych eval?
I'm not sure when she got determined that, or when it was determined that she needed to have a conservator exactly, but I know that in 2007, that's when she had, like, a mental breakdown. It could have been then.
Okay.
But, yeah, they've been, you know, probably doing, and this is my theory, okay? I think that it's pretty obvious that somebody, you know, who's just a vulnerable woman who doesn't really have, you know, access to the ability to defend herself or anything, or if you don't have good friends around you, they could do things to make her seem like she went crazy, get pay off some psychologist, and then bam, we own all your money and your life. Seems pretty obvious. That's why I don't think the government should have any type of control, because if that's even a possibility, that's awful and horrible and a violation of human rights.
603-283-6160. More free talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
American officials are reassuring Afghanistan's president the United States is committed to a political solution to the conflict there. The reassurance comes as the Taliban is making lightning-quick advances across the country. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding an advisory panel meeting about COVID-19 booster shots. Dr. Kathleen Dooling, a medical officer and disease expert at the CDC, says people with weakened immune systems are more likely to catch coronavirus even after being vaccinated.
Immunocompromised people are more likely to have breakthrough infection. In small studies of hospitalized breakthrough cases, 40 to 44% were deemed to be immunocompromised.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs is filing articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. He explains why with...
He's violated Title 8 by releasing people into the country. So he's got imposed a catch and release. That's illegal, that program. He's also, the Secure Fence Act requires him to obtain and maintain an operational security over our border.
But that impeachment effort isn't going anywhere in the Democratic-controlled House. The saga regarding Britney Spears' conservatorship continues.
Britney Spears' father said in a court filing that he's planning to step down from the conservatorship that has controlled her life for 13 years. Jamie Spears filed the legal documents. He said he'll step down after some lingering issues are resolved. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We talk about stuff generally from the perspective of freedom, and but you can talk about whatever's on your mind. If you have something you want to get off your chest, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Chris.
And Bonnie.
And we've been talking a little bit. We started to talk about, it looks like Britney Spears' dad is saying he's going to step down from conservatorship of her estate, basically. And we could talk more about that. But first, let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have El Conejo calling from FEMA Region 19. El Conejo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I was just calling in about big data. I like to call them big data because everything's technology, basically. And we all know that I hope we all know that Odyssey is an excellent, uncensorable alternative to YouTube, at least as far as the backbone, the library blockchain.
Yeah, we know that here on Free Talk Live, and that's for the folks listening. It's O-D-Y-S-E-E, I believe, is the spelling of that.
Yeah. Well, I just got turned on to something at least as amazing as that, and it's a beta release. It's not even really totally ready yet, but it's you can download it and it's available. So the Brave browser, which is like an alternative to Chrome or the other ones.
Yep.
Brave is coming out, has already released their own Google alternative. It doesn't even use the Google index, like DuckDuckGo, I think, might do that, and so does the other one.
Right, yeah, DuckDuckGo is at least my go-to for search engines. But you're saying that Brave is releasing their own search engine?
Yeah, it's already available. And they have their own web crawlers. It's called search.brave.com, and it's not even available as a default search engine on their web browser yet. It's so new, but it's awesome. I've been using it. And I just wanted everyone to kind of get a jump start on that because Freedom doesn't have an advertising agency or a lobbying company.
Would you say that it's better than DuckDuckGo? Because most of the time I hate DuckDuckGo. Like, I'm happy it's not Google, but I want it to work.
You know what's have you heard of Presearch?
Presearch?
Yeah, presearch.org. It's basically a decentralized, blockchain-based, I believe, search engine.
Oh, cool.
And it definitely seems to work and have better results or less censored results than DuckDuckGo and StartPage and some of these others.
Oh no, I'll give it a shot though. As far as it being usable, Bonnie, their web crawlers are not as mature as Google's, but they're getting there fast. This is the beta release, and like I said, they're not even available. It's not even available as a default search engine. But what I did is I created a shortcut on my homepage on my smartphone. So I replaced my Google search bar, just got rid of it completely, and replaced it with the Brave.search.brave.com. I'm sorry. But anyway, I have a shortcut on my desktop, and it takes me right to the search.
It's search.brave.com. I just tried.
Yeah, it's awesome. But I'll check out presearch.com.
No, presearch.org, and it's like a decentralized search engine, and it's really cool because it actually works, and it definitely will present results to you that you cannot get in others with any other search engine.
Yeah, so Google has like 60,000 patents,
right?
And they add like 300 patents a week. So,
wow. And
I'm totally against intellectual property rights. It's a myth that like mom and pop inventors are the ones that that's set up for.
Yeah.
Where that like tinkers in their garage.
It's an artificial creation. You're absolutely right. It's an artificial creation is what it is. And if we can artificially create it, we should be able to artificially destroy it.
Yeah. Jeff Bezos' grandfather is the first director of DARPA. That's how crony and insider it all is. Like patents are nothing but just a scam for lawyers. So everyone who's concerned about freedom, censorship, or algorithms controlling society, or, you know, AI takeover, dump Google now. Figure out an alternative. They're out there now. We got at least two. Presearch.org, apparently.
Yeah, and if you need, listeners out there, if you need evidence that Google is horrific and sucks as a company, just look at what they've done to YouTube. YouTube is a horrible platform now. Folks are being censored left and right. Sign out of your Google account once or twice and go to the homepage of YouTube and see the type of crap that's on that first page. You know, like if somebody buys a fresh new computer and just goes to YouTube.com, it is all highly produced content. It's no longer just people making videos. You know, this is it is sickening to me that one of the best things to happen to the internet has been co-opted by Google. It just makes me angry.
I know. I used to love that YouTube was just, it was just things made by people in their own homes. It was like, I don't know. I used to think that was so cool.
Amen. Well, thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for the call, El Caneo. We appreciate it. So now I know, like when DuckDuckGo came out, I was doing side-by-side searches, so I'd pull up DuckDuckGo in one browser and Google on another browser, and I would do the same keyword searches on both to see what the results were. Largely, I got 75-80% of the same results, but I would get...
It's because it uses those other search engines basically as the back end.
Right, but as a privacy advocate, I recognized immediately the value in having something that wasn't Google.
Absolutely.
To do your search. Now, once you click on the results, you know, you're still going to get tracked by, you know, the Google web crawlers and that kind of stuff, but it certainly is a good start. I'm certainly going to give a look at this search.brave.com and see what that's about, as well as pre-search, Chris. I've heard of that, but I didn't know it was a search engine per se, so thanks for piping in.
Yeah, it is.
Dropping the knowledge.
My thing with DuckDuckGo is, like, I always try to use it, but sometimes I'm, like, trying to find something. I'm like, why is this not just popping right up? Like, I know it should be popping right up. Let me just go to Google, then it does. So, I don't know.
Yeah, again, that's... So, I have DuckDuckGo as my default search engine, you know, for my browser and my computer at home and that kind of a thing. But if I'm not getting the love that I think I should, or if I'm looking for something obscure and DuckDuckGo is not showing me the love, I still, unfortunately and sadly, will pull up the Google.com every now and again, much to my chagrin.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that people should try and do is get off of using Google for everything.
Yeah.
You know, diversification is a really good tactic to minimize some of the spying that goes on. You know, if you've got, if you use Google for search, use a different email provider than Gmail, because Gmail and Google Search are one and the same company. You know, just keep doing that. I mean, your Android phone, well, don't use Android phone. Use Lineage OS or use Graphene OS or something else. And just keep doing that with everything, you know, that you can, because the more different companies you use, the more challenging it is to track, you know, individuals.
That's sage advice, my friend.
Good OPSEC advice.
Yep. I don't want to harp on it, but YouTube does suck. And Odyssey is such an amazing alternative. I'm so glad that they are here, and we could use more of that. Technologists, if you're a developer, if you're, you know, an entrepreneur, these are the types of competitive businesses that we need. We need decentralized, you know, services that not only compete but have the ability to replace some of these, as our caller El Conejo said, big data companies. Because it is getting sickening, the amount of control that they have over your data, the amount of tracking that they can do, and also their cooperation with the institution that we refer to as government. You know, the liars, thieves, and crooks that take your money, do whatever they want, and have little respect for you as an individual. The telephone number 603-283-6160, more Free Talk Live, is next.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services, with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can call and talk about anything. We might be the only radio talk program on the air that is this open. A lot of the times you call some other talk radio program and they'll have a team of people screening and will only let you on if you meet certain conditions. Well, we have very few conditions here at Free Talk Live. We are on regular radio, so that means no cussing. But that's really about our only criteria. There's been one guy that I can think of who's been completely banned from the show.
Yeah, don't consistently call in and threaten Mark Edge and his family. And don't cuss.
Or anybody else for that matter. But outside of that, generally speaking, you can get on the air and talk about whatever's on your mind here. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Chris.
And Bonnie.
I wanted to mention a thing, but I'm having trouble verifying it, so I'm going to wait on that. We want to swing back to the Britney Spears story that Bonnie has, but first let's go to a bad slave calling from planet Earth. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Captain.
Hey, what's happening?
Bonnie and Chris, right?
Yep.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to just announce that there is another Liberty contingent released from remand up in Grafton.
Really?
Yes.
That's
I don't know if you remember Joe Brown.
Yes. Go on.
He was involved in some sort of a road rage incident right on Route 4 in Grafton, right in town. Not too far from where the store used to be. I don't know if you know that the store is, they dug out the tanks and, they eliminated it. It was purchased by the people who own the Danbury store. But the fact is that this was right out on Route 4, and this guy, marches out of his car and, puts two punches to head or face of Joe. And Joe's, a, you know, I don't know if you know him, he's a smaller character.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this other person was a big guy. And so he put one slug in the guy's gut, and he survived. But, you know, if it was a regular cop, it would have probably been empty, the friggin' magazine. But
so it was a cop that hit him?
No, no, no. It was another party, just an individual that they were having some sort of a road rage kind of thing on Route 4. And there were family in both cars, too. The three kids of Joe and then a son and a wife of the other guy. And
okay,
so anyways, he's been remanded for like over 2 years.
Wait, he was in cage for that long?
Yeah, I was looking up stuff.
I didn't realize that.
I was just trying to quick do some searching while Bad Slave was, you know, sort of giving us the lowdown.
Yeah,
and it looks like
I read one of the stories, but I didn't realize he had been in a cage for that long.
Yeah, it looks like he had some trouble with paying his lawyer in, you know, 2020 and this kind of thing. So is he out on bail now, or is he released?
Oh no,
he's on bail, right?
They're working hard to produce a guilty verdict on Joe. I mean, you know, they went around the state and tried to find other people that may have had a road rage incident with Joe.
Yeah.
But of course they don't have any, you know, real evidence to present.
Right, yeah.
Just a bunch of liars, huh?
Yeah.
And you're going to get that. You're going to get haters when you do activism, so it's not going to be hard to find people.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly. I tried to follow the case.
Okay.
You know, I thought it was terrible that you know, he doesn't have any criminal record.
Yeah.
And yet they remanded him, and he's got three kids.
Well, Bad Slave, it's always good to know that, you know, an activist is being released, and thanks for the call today. We appreciate it. It's always good to know when an activist is released.
For sure.
You know, because it just means that they can, you know, now, you know, focus on defending themselves as well as, you know, participate in more activism, arguably.
Yeah, I'm always amazed. We had one guy, he was actually on this show, Jason, he spent 12 years in a federal prison.
We've had him on a couple of times, and we hope to have him back in the future.
Yeah, and he's back and doing activism and everything, and he's at risk, he's on probation still, so.
Yeah, he even ran for some sort of government office. I don't remember. He had the Go Hard for Gerhard was his slogan.
Yeah.
Jason's a good man. All right. Swinging back to Britney Spears and her dad apparently announcing he is going to step down as conservator. Bonnie, you got more on this?
Yeah, lots of people are online praising this or, you know, celebrating this. And I just am not so sure if it's something to celebrate. So let's get into it. This is from nzherald.com.
New Zealand.
Britney Spears' father, Janie Spears, has finally agreed to step down as her conservator. Legal documents have revealed that he has agreed to release control of Britney's finances and personal life and wants to work with the court on an orderly transition, according to TMZ. The outlet reports that Jamie Spears' lawyer is filing legal documents in which he says there are, in fact, no actual grounds for suspending or removing Mr. Spears as the conservator of the estate, and it is highly debatable whether a change in conservator at this time would be in Ms. Spears' best interest. But then the statement goes on to say, nevertheless, even as Mr. Spears is the unremitting target of unjustified attacks, he does not believe that a public battle with his daughter over his continuing service as her conservator would be in her best interest. So, even though he must contest this unjustified petition for his removal, Mr. Spears intends to work with the court and his daughter's new attorney to prepare for an orderly transition to a new conservator.
Oh, so not to her. She's not going to be able to make her own decisions still. So at what point does a person qualify to make their own decisions?
Somebody who's been working every single year since, like, 1994 or something.
Like 30 years or something?
Is she too incompetent to get on a stage and sell out, you know, entire... I mean, I don't think...
To sing her lungs out and shake her booty and, you know, make millions of dollars in the music industry? Yeah.
It's just crazy.
That... Oh, my gosh. Like, as a musician, it is very difficult to turn a profit in the music industry, so much so that bands that I know that are on tour, whom you've heard of, they will self-admit, you know, sort of behind closed doors, that they're literally T-shirt companies, and their music is their marketing. That's what they do to market, and, like, they make most of their money off of, well, their merchandise, T-shirts and that kind of thing, because nobody buys CDs anymore, nobody buys albums. There is a niche market for, like, vinyl and this type of a thing, but it's the tickets to the shows that are the bread and butter now of anybody in the music industry.
The article goes on to say, regardless of his former title, Mr. Spears will always be Mrs. Spears' father. He will always love her unconditionally, and he will always look out for her best interests. The news broke shortly after Britney shared a cryptic post to Instagram. She posted a clip of herself dancing with the caption, "I'm very hesitant when dancing, but letting go is freedom." Now, she was always posting these cryptic things. Who knows if it's really her posting them?
Right.
A lot of conspiracy theorists theorize that it's her dad that posts them.
Well, and a lot of these people, they do hire, you know, folks to run their social media campaigns for them and that type of a thing. I've seen marketing folks who, you know, they're high-powered marketing people, and they make the most incoherent phrases for slogans and things of that nature. So we, of course, I wish that in this particular case, a person who's going to be 40 or is 40 would be able to make their own decisions regarding their estates and their business, but... 603-283-6160. It seems the government has other ideas. More Free Talk Live, hour number 2, is next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.